Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and this is a Top Buys episode, which means it's just me. I am starting to really like doing these Top Buy episodes. I'm starting to feel more comfortable doing them. I'm starting to get excited to record them. This was not the case 2 months ago, and it has really, I feel like we've taken a turn. I've taken a turn. So this week, it's all repeats, which is interesting. It's repeats from different weeks. The bodysuit was a big purchase. The pasta necklace carried us into yet another week. And let's see here. Oh, you know what it was? It was the Merit blush bomb that popped up again. And that's exciting. All well and good. I want to give them a shout. I want to keep track of that. Like, excellent. Three repeats. This is the first week we've had three repeats. Last week we had repeats, but they were like in different spots of the rank. So I kind of just picked three things that were close to the top, but that weren't repeats. But now that there's three repeats, I'm like, I don't know if I want to take those top spots away from the purchases that keep being made week after week after week. And I'm thinking back to, you know, like Ryan Seacrest, US Top 40, America's Top 40, America's Next Top 40 model, and thinking like, okay, well, when a song is like in the number one spot or when a book is on the New York Times bestseller, they don't like just kick it off because it's been there the last week. They celebrate it for as long as it's on the list. And so I'm like, okay, well, now should we do that? And so I've been thinking about it a little bit, and I think I'm going to do that. So we have the bodysuit, and we have the pasta necklace, and we have the Merit blush bomb. And those are all great things. There's like, it's like a wide variety of item, I guess, from genre. We have some clothing. We have some makeup and beauty. We have some jewelry. Great. Another thing that like made it into, I think, the top 20 were the roller skates. And the roller skates were a under $60 purchase from Nordstrom Rack that I impulsively made because I have been finding myself getting lost on roller skate Instagram or roller skate TikTok, but also like jump rope TikTok Instagram. Basically, the overarching theme of these accounts are like people who at the beginning of the pandemic were like, I picked up a jump rope, or like, I bought roller skates and tried for the first time, and like, here are all the tricks I can do. And I was kind of inspired by it because I am notoriously bad at forcing myself to learn how to do things. I get very discouraged if I'm not automatically amazing at something I try for the first time. And I know in my heart of hearts, in my completely matured adult mind, that is impossible. And no one is good at everything the first time they do it. Most people aren't good at anything the first time they do it. Present company notwithstanding. Like, I'm not good at everything the first time I do it. I get that. But there's something about the idea of like, oh, there is inherent talent behind roller skating or sewing, or you kind of get into a hobby with like these big dreams. And when you realize how far away you are from achieving them, whether that's, you know, being able to do turns on roller skates or be able to like sew a dress pattern, like there is a non-glamorous, unsexy start point of that task. And that's where I get really, that's where I just kind of give up. And I think like, you know, it's good that I can admit that that's a fatal flaw for me. Haters will remember, and by haters, I mean my friends will remember that I was very determined to run the New York City Marathon. I dreamed of running the marathon. I fantasized about running the marathon. I talked about running the marathon. The one thing I absolutely refused to do was train to run the marathon, because it's not that celebratory, right? Like, it's not that exciting to go out and force yourself to run a mile every day, then 2 miles every day, then 5 miles every day, then get up to 10 miles, then do your half marathon, then try to see if you can go 8. You know, like, none of that sounded fun at all. What sounded fun was the adrenaline rush of running an iconic race and, you know, having my friends and family track me and, like, getting that finish line picture or whatever. But, like, I was not willing to do the work to actually get there. And that's okay. It's okay. It's funny now. But it's true that I found the entire process part really disturbing. And so I was talking to my friend, not disturbing, sorry, discouraging. I was talking to my friend Sam, and we were talking about, you know, the graveyard of, like, tried hobbies that we have in all of our closets, in our drawers, on random tables stacked up. And we were kind of going back and forth about the things that we have thrown ourselves into and then sort of left behind. Not even rather quickly, just, like, in general. Like, let's give an example. Last summer, I was like, I want to buy resin and I want to, like, make things out of resin. My friend Molly is so talented. She's an OBGYN. She is the mother of my godson. Actually, her husband, my friend Mike, is going to be a guest either this week or next on the show to talk about strollers. But Molly is one of those people who, like, really has learned how to do a craft, an art, really for, like, the pure enjoyment of it, which is also a thing that I have a hard time doing. I can't just, you know, make a necklace for fun. It's like I have to actually be actively forcing myself to be like, stop thinking about what your Etsy shop is going to be called. Stop thinking about your, like, necklace empire. Just make a necklace and enjoy doing it, or make it for someone else and enjoy doing it. I have a problem with that. Molly's very good at resin. A thing that she made during the pandemic, just for herself, just as decor for her own house, was she made a resin fruit, like a jello mold. So she filled the jello mold with resin. Then she had resin, she made resin fruits and, like, all the things that go into, like, a 1950s jello mold. She's also an incredible painter. So she then painted the resin, and then she, like, plopped the resin fruits inside the other resin. I mean, it was just incredible. And of course, my head is like, Molly, you should mass produce these and you should sell them and you should quit your job as a gynecologist and you should just make resin jello molds. And that's just not how Molly operates, but it is how I operate. So I was inspired by Molly and I was like, I'm gonna, you know, it didn't occur to me, like, just by, like, one mold and buy, you know, one little pack of glitter that you can put in the mold and buy, you know, one small container of resin and epoxy. No, I had to go out and spend, like, so much money on resin. I bought, like, a million molds. You would have thought I was opening my own store. I bought storage for all of the, like, little things that go inside the resin. It was admirably psychotic. The commitment I made to buying the hobby. And resin is not difficult to master. It is actually more like a science. You just have to kind of get the ingredients measured correctly. But I bought so many molds. I bought earrings molds. I bought a candy dish mold. I could not be stopped. And once you get to, you know, that place on Amazon where it's like you're looking at molds, they're giving you suggested other items and there's more molds. And I was really just like going to town. I made a bunch of resin stuff. And then the other problem is that you have all this resin stuff in your house and you're like, I can't possibly, you know, what am I going to do with this? And so I was giving them to my friends and it was like fun for a while. And then I that sort of tapered off. And then I had this whole entire collection of resin accoutrement in my house. I ended up lending it out to somebody via my township's Buy Nothing group with the caveat that I was like, one day I might ask for this back. So if you're over it, call me and I will take it back from you, but like, you know, feel free. And that was actually like kind of a really great way for me to unload it without feeling so guilty about the amount of money I spent. But I think there is it's sort of all of these hobbies that I have tried or that I like get really, really into for the shopping part of it and not necessarily the doing part of it, is at an absolute intersection of my ADHD, my diagnosed ADHD, diagnosed in 1998 before we were all getting diagnosed, and my OCD, which kind of paralyzes me from doing things without knowing that I can do them perfectly and I have full control over the situation. So new hobbies that require materials and purchasing things and time and space, like resin does, is so hard for me to get from now all of this stuff is in my house to actually just sitting and making stuff, because I am so anti doing it wrong, because I know how discouraged I will be if I do it wrong, that I never get to a place where I can just do it, because I'm like, I don't know if the outcome is going to be perfect. I better wait. And I don't really know what I'm waiting for. And I preface the roller skates situation with this story, because this is not like this is the first time this has happened. So Sam and I were comparing notes. We both have purchased sewing machines over the last, in the last like 10 years. You know, I am now in like a real camp bead necklaces phase. I have gone through candle making phases. I got a bike for free off of a Buy Nothing group back in Brooklyn, and I rode it once, and I know how to ride a bike, but I know how to ride a bike, like, you know, in Cape Cod, like along the bike path, and we're going to the beach, and you know, like beep beep, like on your left. And then all of a sudden I got this bike, and Dan's like, let's go ride from our apartment in Brooklyn to the Brooklyn Bridge Park. And I literally cried the entire way there, because there were so many insane cars and insane drivers that I never got back on that bike again. And running, I did train up to about 13 miles, and then I gave up on that. And I know how it sounds. Like, I feel like embarrassed, because it's like, wow, have you ever accomplished anything? And the answer is sure, I have. Sorry, I was taking a sip of water. The answer is sure, I have, but like, I can't find joy in the practicing. I have a really hard time finding joy in like the uncelebrated moments of just learning how to do something. I think that that is something I need to work on. And when I impulse bought these roller skates, I unfortunately made the mistake of telling Dan that I wanted to learn how to roller skate. I know how to ice skate, though it's been a while, but I've never tried roller skating. And so the other night, at night after the sunset, so after the mosquitoes were gone, we went to Griffith Park to an empty parking lot, and I put on my knee pads and my elbow pads and my wrist pads and my helmet and my roller skates, and Dan sort of like, I don't know, it was like, I was like a little child riding a bike. We practiced on the sidewalk that was right next to the grass. And he was like, if you're going to fall, just like fall into the grass. And you guys aren't going to believe this, but I wasn't a professional roller skater the second I put on those skates. And I was so afraid of falling, and I was so afraid of like getting hurt. And I was so frustrated that it was difficult for me the first time ever on roller skates. And we got back in the car after like, I don't know, 25 minutes. And I was like, you know, I tried to get away with this. I was like, you know, Dan, that was fun, but I think like I'm good. I think I'm good. I don't think roller skating is for me. And Dan immediately called me out, and he was like, look, I don't think you should return these skates. I think you should keep going back. I think you should keep practicing. If I go back, if I keep practicing, this might be one of the very few times in my life I commit to something for the sake of just getting better at it. And not for the sake of a performance deadline, not for the sake of making money, not for the sake of having to compete. I woke up one day and I was barely able to move on these skates, and now I can skate. Just to say that I did it. Just to say that I did it. And to think at 34 that I've really had very few of those experiences for one reason or another. It's kind of crazy, because I know that there are people who really thrive on like trying lots of different things and not caring if they're good or not, if they're good at them or not. But I think stand in my own way. And when I said that, you know, April was sort of the time, and now it's early May, but April was sort of the time historically where every year I'm like, I'm getting a new hobby. I even looked back and to see when I bought all that resin stuff. And the answer was April of 2021. It's not surprising to me that, like, you know, the time is syncing up with buying those roller skates and having these illusions or delusions of grandeur. But I was very close to calling it quits after just literally one try. And Dan's forcing me to keep at it. So I guess I'm going to keep at it. All of this to say that I spent, if you're not ready to live the consequences of your actions in terms of your $50 impulse purchase from Nordstrom Rack in the form of roller skates, then don't do it, because now I'm stuck. I have to do this. But I had taken a poll on Instagram last week that was like, do you have hobbies that you enjoy that are like, that do not spark anything other than joy for you, that do not make you think, I just baked this amazing batch of cookies, like I should open a bakery. Maybe not that exact trajectory, but this idea of like, I feel like millennials, if you guys are millennials out there, and I think most people do fall in the millennial category, I feel like we were told too much to follow our dreams and to like do what we love and we'll never work a day in our life. And I think that it's like at our detriment in some ways, because it really makes you feel like you really can't just love something or enjoy doing something, because it does not add up to this idea of productivity or, you know, hustle culture or whatever. And so roller skating for me will be a thing that I am never going to be able to monetize, that I am never going to be like, my goal is not to like compete in the roller derby. I don't want to play sports wearing roller skates. This is just to say, like, just like the way I learned how to ride a bike when I was little, I'm going to learn how to roller skate. And I wanted to share that because for some reason I bought these roller skates. I thought they were cute. And I think maybe somewhere deep in my mind, I thought, I'll put them on and this will be very easy. So I'm going to keep going, but I know there was like, so anyway, with that poll, that Instagram poll, like 80% of people were like, yeah, I have hobbies that I actually enjoy just for the sake of enjoyment. But I see you 20%, and I want to hear from you. If only just to commiserate, right? I mean, like, if only just to find other people who are like, yeah, my brain is so messed up that I can never enjoy anything. I'm always thinking about how to like turn it into a business. I don't know. I just want to say, like, if you're out there and you bought, you know, a sketchbook and for some reason you sat down for the first time to draw and you couldn't draw a proportioned person, or your art didn't look that good, like, I am with you. I get it. And I also want to hear from you. So I will link to the top buys, the repeat top buys, but I wanted to bring this conversation around to a thing that I did see a lot of people buying, even though it wasn't in the top, which were the roller skates. And if you also bought the roller skates, Are you in the same boat I'm in? Are you learning? Do you already know how? What are you wearing? What kind of roller skating outfits are we working with? I'd love to hear. Anyway, consider this a little bit of practice for me on a solo episode that was not necessarily punctuated by a list of items, though just for posterity, bodysuit, pasta necklace, Merit blush bomb. Those were our three. They were repeats. And I just want to hear about your hobbies. I want to hear about the hobbies you have a hard time doing. I want to hear about the dreams you've deferred or given up on. No judgment from me. I'll be off landing on my ass with gold roller skates on. And I'll see you for another episode on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.